The Big Bang. Now, is it biblical?
Answers with Ken Ham, whose ministry is building a large creation museum and planetarium near Cincinnati, Ohio. Well, Ken, I've heard some Christians say that it's okay to believe in the Big Bang as long as we don't believe in evolution. But what do you think?
Well, you know, there are several reasons why we can't just add the Big Bang to the Bible. Ultimately, the Big Bang is a secular story of origins. It attempts to explain how the universe can be created without God. You know, really, it's an alternative to the Bible, so it makes no sense to try and add it to the Bible. You see, the Bible teaches that God created in 6 days, but the Big Bang teaches the universe was formed over billions of years. The Bible says the earth was created before the stars and that trees were created before the sun. However, the Big Bang says the exact opposite. The Bible teaches that the earth was first created covered with water. The Big Bang teaches it was created as a molten blob. Now, of course, the Big Bang has many scientific problems, many of which are discussed on our website. But ultimately, the reason we should reject the Big Bang is the same reason we reject molecules to man evolution. These secular ideas go directly against what God has said in His Word, and they can't be confirmed by observational science. Christians can't say God used the Big Bang because God's own words clearly show that He didn't.
The topic of the 6 days of creation is covered in depth in Ken Ham's free booklet available on our website, answersradio.com.